Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Why They Cannot Write. Killing the Five-Paragraph Essay and Other Necessities is a nonfiction work of education criticism by John Warner, a longtime college writing instructor and commentator on writing pedagogy. The book examines why many students arrive at college with weak confidence, limited flexibility, and a narrow understanding of what writing is for. Warner argues that the problem is not primarily individual laziness or declining intelligence, but a school system that often treats writing as a formulaic performance designed for grading, testing, and compliance. Its central target is the five-paragraph essay, which Warner presents as a visible symptom of deeper institutional habits. The book combines classroom experience, critique of standardized assessment, and a practical alternative model of writing as a sustained practice. Its purpose is to help educators, parents, and policymakers reconsider how writing is taught, assessed, and valued in schools. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the five-paragraph essay as a symptom of formula-driven schooling. Warner does not treat the five-paragraph essay as merely one flawed assignment format. He uses it as a representative example of how writing instruction can become disconnected from actual communication. The template promises clarity and efficiency, introduce a thesis, supply three supporting points, and conclude. In limited testing situations, that structure may help students produce something orderly under pressure. Warner argues, however, that when it becomes the default model for writing, it teaches students to imitate the appearance of argument rather than make meaningful choices. The structure does much of the thinking in advance, so students learn to fill slots instead of discovering relationships among ideas, evidence, audience, and form. This matters because writing outside school rarely follows a single universal pattern. A memo, review, personal essay, proposal, analysis, or researched argument each requires different decisions. By overusing the five-paragraph essay, schools may produce students who can satisfy a rubric but struggle when asked to write for a real purpose. Secondly, writing as a practice rather than a checklist of competencies. A central contribution of the book is Warner's argument that writing should be understood as a practice, not simply a set of discrete competencies to be checked off. Competency models can identify useful elements, such as grammar, organization, thesis, and evidence, but they often imply that writing ability is the sum of isolated parts. Warner instead emphasizes the whole activity of composing, noticing a problem, forming an intention, choosing a genre, drafting, revising, and adapting to readers. He describes a writer's practice as involving knowledge, skills, habits of mind, and attitudes. Knowledge includes both subject matter and awareness of how writing works. Skills include drafting, revising, editing, and shaping structure. Habits of mind include curiosity, persistence, empathy, and audience awareness. Attitudes include accepting uncertainty and seeing writing as iterative. This framework matters because it explains why students may know rules yet still write poorly. They have not had enough meaningful practice making authentic writerly decisions. Thirdly, student agency, audience, and purpose as conditions for better writing. Warner repeatedly emphasizes that writing improves when students are asked to make choices that resemble the choices real writers make. In many school assignments, the teacher selects the topic, controls the form, defines the audience, and evaluates the product. Students then write mainly to prove compliance. Warner argues that this arrangement drains writing of the agency that gives it intellectual force. If students have some control over what they write about, why it matters, and whom they are addressing, they must think more carefully about content and form. Audience is especially important because it gives consequences to decisions about clarity, evidence, tone, and sequence. A student writing instructions, commentary, analysis, or advocacy for a defined reader faces problems that cannot be solved by a template alone. This does not mean abandoning structure or standards. It means designing assignments where structure emerges from communicative need. Warner's approach shifts the classroom question from whether a student followed directions to whether the writing accomplishes something. Fourthly, standardized assessment and the narrowing of writing instruction. The book places classroom writing problems within a broader educational system shaped by testing, accountability, and efficiency. Warner argues that standardized assessment pressures encourage schools to prefer writing tasks that are easy to assign, measure, and compare. Formulaic writing fits this environment because it produces visible features that can be scored quickly. The cost is that instruction becomes oriented toward what can be assessed rather than what writers actually need. Students learn to anticipate rubrics, produce safe claims, and avoid the difficulty of genuine inquiry. Warner is also critical of a narrow idea of rigor, where difficulty is confused with severity, confusion, or high stakes. In his view, genuine challenge requires meaningful problems, sufficient support, and space for revision. This critique is important because it does not blame individual teachers alone. Many teachers rely on formulas because institutional conditions reward predictability and coverage. Warner's analysis therefore frames weak student writing as a systemic outcome, not a simple classroom failure. Lastly, replacing mechanical essays with varied, problem-based writing tasks, Warner's alternative is not a rejection of all structure, argument, or academic writing. Rather, he calls for assignments that let students practice writing as problem-solving across varied forms. A useful task should give students a reason to write, a situation to address, and an audience that affects their choices. This can include analytical essays, but also instructions. Reflections, proposals, reviews, public arguments, multimodal projects, or research-based writing designed for a specific readership. The point is not novelty for its own sake. Different genres reveal different writing problems: sequencing, evidence selection, tone, explanation, synthesis, and revision. Warner also stresses that students need repeated practice, not occasional high-stakes performances. Writing improves through cycles of attempt, feedback, reconsideration, and revision. This makes teaching more complex because open-ended tasks require careful design and responsive evaluation. Yet the benefit is substantial. Students begin to understand writing as adaptable communication rather than a school ritual. The classroom becomes a place to develop judgment, not merely produce assignments. In conclusion, Why They Cannot Write is most useful for writing teachers, school leaders, college instructors, curriculum designers, and parents who want a clearer explanation of why many students dislike writing or struggle when assignments become less formulaic. Its practical benefit is that it gives educators a vocabulary for diagnosing the problem beyond complaints about grammar or effort. Warner shows how habits created by templates, rubrics, time testing, and artificial audiences can weaken the very capacity schools claim to build. Intellectually, the book is valuable because it connects writing instruction to larger questions about agency, assessment, and the purpose of education, compared with many books on writing pedagogy. It stands out for treating the five-paragraph essay not as an isolated classroom nuisance, but as evidence of a wider system that rewards compliance over judgment. It is also distinctive because its alternative is not a single new method. Warner proposes a broader view of writing as practice, shaped by knowledge, skill, habits of mind, and attitude. Readers looking for a quick workbook may find it less procedural than expected. But those seeking a principled framework for better assignments and more humane writing instruction will find it especially relevant. If you would like to support John Warner, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.